church happy Palm Sunday. Our last preacher had to be with the prayers.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for another day, Lord, this life and bread, Lord, and your goodness to us, Lord. Lord, being able to come to your house, to chill with the Lord, and thank you for, Lord, your son to come and die and give his life, Lord, to suffer the torture and pain and all that he went through, Lord, we can't even imagine what he suffered, Lord, for us, for our sins.
Be in John 16:16. There's several different places in the Gospels where Jesus, you know, talks about his death, how he's going to have to go away and come back again, and this is one of those places, you know, where Jesus speaks of his death and his resurrection. He says in verse number 16, "A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, ye shall see me, because I go to my Father." Then said some of his disciples among them, "What is this that he said unto us? A little while you shall not see me, and again in a little while you shall see me, and because I go to my Father." You know, they don't understand what Jesus is trying to tell them. And that, you know, essentially what he's speaking of is having to, you know, he's going to die, he's going to go to be with his Father, and then he's going to come back. Mm-hmm. It's easier for us to read it and understand it now, because it's done passing through the place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I mean, these people don't understand what it is that Jesus is really there to do. You know, to take our sins upon himself on a cross. To be able to, you know, he's going to die for us, that we don't have to die.
Yep.
And, you know, they can be constantly told this, but they, you know, they're still not grasping. It's like in our day, you know, we tell people that Jesus is going to come back and take us up with him. And they've heard this and heard, they've heard it all their lives just like we have. Mm-hmm. But they still, until you have the Holy Ghost of God to show you what the true meaning of that is, mm-hmm. You know, they don't really understand and believe. Because if they did, they would be saved.
Yeah.
You know, they would understand enough. If they understood the concept of Jesus coming back and getting to church, they would want to be in that, and they would be seeking the Lord.
Yeah.
But, you know, they hear it, and they're like, okay, I've heard, you know, I'm 80 years old, and I've heard this all my life.
Yeah.
And it could happen before your next birthday.
Yes.
And, you know, you take some young person, and they'll be like, well, I've got plenty of time. I've got my whole life ahead of me. And that's the, you know, I'm going to live the way I want to right now. And then when I get old and useless, I'll serve the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's some of the concepts that people have. Or, you know, I'll get saved just right before I die.
Yep.
It don't work that way.
No.
And, you know, these folks here, you know, I'm sure they're there. You know, they're wanting to know about Jesus. You know,
yeah,
and understand, you know, they want to understand, but you know, Jesus is talking to them in something that hasn't happened yet,
yeah.
And they're still trying to, you know, figure it out, just like the folks today, you know, lost people of the day, you know, they think they got plenty of time, or they just ain't no God, and I don't have to believe it no way. You know, I don't got to worry about it. I'm just going to die.
Yep.
And then that's sad. Man, it's like I told you before, church. I hate to think that what we got here is all there is to life.
Amen.
That what we got right here on this earth right now, I hate to think that this is all that there is. I'm looking forward to so much more.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
But you know, you can't criticize these people because, you know, they're not understanding. And you know, the Lord here is going to try to get them to understand. Just like we as Christians, you know, we try to get, you know, the lost people in this world, when we witness to them, we're trying to get them to see what it is that the Holy Spirit of God has showed us.
Yes.
And, you know, to me, it's not really going to be real to them until it is revealed to them by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
They said, therefore, what is this that he saith a little while? We cannot tell what he saith. You know, they're trying to grasp this. Now Jesus knew that they are, excuse me. Now Jesus knew that they were this, what is that word?
Desires.
To ask him and saith unto them, do ye require among yourselves, or what that I say, a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again in a little while ye shall see me. Verily I say unto you, they shall weep in lamentation, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall turn into joy. Now think about what he just said. That we know what happens. They don't. When Christ died on that cross, these people were sorrowful. A lot of people that day were, I can imagine, and they're, you know, just me and myself, you know, just thinking about maybe what those people, as they watched Jesus to be, you know, being crucified, and them not being able to do anything to stop it, I can imagine in their hearts that day was the end.
Yeah.
They're like, he's there on that cross. I mean, really true. just for a moment, try to put yourself in your imagination. If you were there at the foot of that cross and you was watching the crucifixion of Christ, and not knowing that there was nothing, you didn't have the power to stop what was happening. Mm-hmm. You know, you might in your heart be like, I wish I could do something.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the Father's will for any of us to stop what happened there at that cross, because that was His will.
Yeah.
But our hearts would be so sorrowful, we'd be tore up on the inside watching someone that we loved.
Yeah.
That was a part of our life. Innocent of all charges. Being hung there on that cross to die. And in reality, not knowing that He was making the very way for us to get to heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It would be hard, I believe, for me to have stood there and done nothing. I would probably want to give my own life to spare Him. I mean, we've seen what happened at the Garden of Gethsemane when, you know, I mean, Jesus was being took, and Peter pours out his sword and he cuts off that soldier's ear. And here's Jesus taking and putting it back on.
Yeah.
And Peter, full of not understanding why, put that ear back on that soldier's head.
Yeah.
To spare Peter, because Peter had an important job to do that he didn't even know that he was going to be doing at the day of Pentecost. But you know, like I said, us reading back into events that is already happening and have already in, you know, we've done seen the final amen in Revelation.
Yeah.
You know, we have seen a lot of what they were living in the moment that they were living.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard to think. I mean, Jesus is sitting here telling them, you're going to be sorrowful, but then at the end you're going to be rejoicing. I'm going to go away and you're going to be sorrowful, but when I come back, you're going to be rejoicing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, he gives an example here. A woman, when she is in trouble, have sorrow because her hour is come, but as soon as she delivers of the child, she remembers no more the anguish for joy that is man is born into the world. And ye know therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man take from you. Now you know, she uses the childbirth. Now me and Ad don't know nothing about that. We don't know what it feels like to bring a person into the world, but you ladies out. You know, I watched Christy 3 times as she brought our 3 youngins into the world. As she was giving birth, it was painful. And it hurt. And she, you know, I can remember, man, her squeezing my hand. I mean, it hurt. You know? But As soon as that child was laid upon her breast, her pain was no more.
Mm-hmm.
It was joy.
Yep.
And, you know, all of it in her mind was all the pain that she went through. And now, Rose, I know you're the same way. All the pain that you went through when that child was in your arms,
mm-hmm.
it was all worth it.
Yep.
Jesus went through all that pain and the beating that he took. The anguish of having to carry and bear his cross to Calvary. To hang there between heaven and earth. And to die on that old tree. It was painful. You got to realize this is God in a mortal body.
Yep.
It was painful. But every time he sees one of our names written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, when a child gets saved and born again, born into the body of Jesus Christ, don't you think in his mind, it was worth every bit that I went through?
Yep.
To know that that one got his name written down in his book. It was worth the trip to Calvary to him for each and every soul that receives him. Is worth it to him.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Just like that mother that brought that baby into this world, that new life that was born in, the joy of it all. And know right now, in this present time, as we read, they don't understand. But they eventually do.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yep.
You know, when you get over and you read about his crucifixion and how, you know, they understood, you know, when the angel stood there before, you know, Mary and the ladies, and I said, hey, do you remember? You remember what he said? You remember those words? Praise God. I thank him for what he done for me.
Amen.
I thank him for going to that cross.
Mm-hmm.
And going through all that pain and anguish, you know, that pain and anguish.
Yes.
I'm so thankful that he did that for me, because I could not do that for me.
No.
He is the only one who can do that.
Amen.
And he did it, glory to God, because he loved us.
Amen.
Just like that mother. You know, I think about Kenny Brown. His mama gave her life to bring him into this world. She died giving birth to that young man. What Christ did for us.
Amen.
He said, well, she's dead. No, she's not. She's a born again Christian. She's there with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 22 again. And now, therefore, have sorrow, but I will see you again. Folks, this is a promise.
Mm-hmm.
A promise to these people that we're going to see him again. But church is also a promise to us. That, you know, we're going to see him.
Yes.
and your heart shall bring choice. I'm going to be honest with you, folks. Glory to God, when I see him, when I get there, I just don't know how I'm going to be able to contain it. The joy. Thank you. If our hearts and our souls and mind can even conceive in this pile of dirt that we live in.
Yeah.
If we could only conceive in our hearts and our minds and our souls, you know, to get this old dirt to realize just what it really is, what it would be like to meet God. It's a powerful thing. I mean, it's a good thing we're getting a new body because this old dirt can't handle it.
Amen.
To be able to look in the face of an almighty God. What a choice.
Amen.
There with his Son and the Holy Spirit. And in that day, let me finish for you now, because this is good. You shall rejoice, and your joy no man take it from you.
Amen.
But I want to ask you something this morning. Really and truly. Now, all of us, I'm sure that each one of us is sitting in here. We're all born again children of God. I have all the faith in the world that each and every one of you are going to be with me in heaven.
Amen.
And most important of all, I'm going to be with you.
Amen.
Even here today, in this world that we live in, as wicked and evil as it is, I do not believe that there's any man that's in this world that can remove the joy from me, to take away my joy of being a Christian, being a child of God.
Amen.
Because I'm going to be honest with you. I'm glad. I'm happy. I'm content on being a child of God.
Amen. Amen.
And I pray that I never in my life get to a point to where I get so bad that I will deny Him.
Amen.
Because I don't want to. Just like Peter, I'd rather just stand up and cut an ear off a Roman soldier as to be listed as a coward in the army of God. I do not want to be ashamed of what I am. I do not want to be ashamed of who I stand for. Says your joy, no man take away from you. Take it. Folks, if we really, truly got it, I believe the Lord's going to give us the strength to stand, even in the worst of this time, and say, hey, I'm a born again child of God.
Yeah.
And I'll die. Before I deny. Amen.
Amen.
in that day ye shall ask me none. Let me reread that. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you ask in thy Father, ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Folks, you ask in God's name, or Jesus' name, from the Father. And there's places where we read where Jesus said that my Father giveth me. My Father's given me. But the Father gives to us.
Yes.
Through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Here too have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be filled. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be filled. Folks, I want my joy to be filled. I want my life to be filled with Jesus.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we get kind of selfish, and you know, I know I've done that. You know, we ask for this, that, and the other. You know, things.
Yeah.
Things that are going to be rust away, corrode, deteriorate. You know, there are things in this world that we can ask for that don't rot away.
Yeah.
Like that loved one that you care so much for, that you ask it in God's name, that they be saved.
Yes.
Or they be healed. Tells us over in Mark to pray for the desires of our heart, that God be honored by, that he would be praised, that he would be lifted up by the things that, you know, we ask for.
Yeah.
To glorify him with it. You know, that's like the Lord giving you a new automobile and you run the wheels off of it and we're not your witnesses. Him, you're taking something he's given you and using it to further the ministry.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
To go out and spread the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I often, you know, I've always heard people say, you know, it's one of those things where you can't always go by what people say, but, you know, they say you can't take nothing with you. But I make it different. There's a lot of things I can take with me. My wife, my children, you know, people that I work with, I can take them with me. If I witness to them and pray and ask the Holy Ghost of God to convict them and save them, and they, in their own free will, accept it when the Lord God sends the Holy Spirit to convict them and show them that they're lost.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
And it ain't that I saved them.
No.
It's just that I had a desire in my heart to pray. And God sent the Holy Spirit to those people, and they, in their own will, accepted the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
As their Savior.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like taking them with you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's nothing that I've done other than just pray. But pray, pray. And Bert can do things.
That's what
he is. He will do things.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it's just, when you get up here, it's just hard to explain in words what it is that the Holy Spirit of God is just laying upon your heart. You know, knowing that when you get there and you see all these people that you know, that you love. You know, I've been trying to kind of figure out what the Lord would want me to do with the funeral today. What words to say? And he gave me good scripture to read to that family. But, you know, I got to thinking about Miss Mary that morning, or that day. I don't know when she, I to be honest, I don't even know what day she died. Because, you know, Doc didn't tell me. But anyway, regardless, when she got there, the excitement and the joy was in her heart to see Preacher Eddie.
Yeah.
And for him to see her. Her mom and dad, grandparents, that family reunion that took place that day there in Glory. The joy that those family members that have been waiting, Mary finally made. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes.
Right now, it's filling my heart with joy knowing that she's there with him again. They're no longer departed. Amen. Verse 26, at that day he shall ask in my name, and I shall say not unto you that. Well, let me read that again. My glasses, all this paint on it. At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you because you have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and I come unto the world again. I leave the world and go to the Father. He's telling them right there plainly that he is going to leave this world and go into his Father. Folks, we know from Scripture that when, you know, he arose on that third day, that he went to his Father, he made an atonement, and he come back to them in the world for just a short while. And then on the day of Pentecost, when they were, or the day before Pentecost, but when they were up in their upper room, the Holy Spirit that was promised came. Folks, Jesus left this world. He ascended up with a promise in John 14. That he was going to come unto us and receive us into our himself. Mm-hmm. That he has gone to prepare a place for us.
Yep.
He's trying to explain to these folks here that he must leave and go to the Father. That he's going to come back again.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that he left again and he will in fact return.
Amen.
To us. For us.
Yes.
I believe that. I've got that promise from him. And you know what, church? I'm just going to keep believing him.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, it might be after I've done God myself. But I believe with all my heart that there's a day that the Lord's going to come back and he's going to call us up.
Yeah. Amen.
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 I believe that with all my heart.
Mm-hmm.
However it works. I know in my heart I have a promise that I'm going to be with him.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm going to trust in that promise. Amen.
Yeah.
That's all I got for this morning. Oh, Heavenly Gracious Father, we thank you today, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, we do thank you for that promise, and Lord, we thank you most of all for that trip that you made to Calvary. It's something I couldn't do for myself, but you've done for me, because you love me. And I thank you so much for all that you've done in my life. Have you blessed me each and every day? Have you watched over me and protected me? And help me through the good times and the bad times. Lord, I love you, I thank you, and I put my trust and faith in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yeah.
What happened here?